Okay, hi everybody. This is Vance Stevens. I'm in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates. I work with a couple of other really fine colleagues here. Their names are Neri Alvarado, Daniela Coeno, and Ellen Dougherty. And together we've given a couple of workshops already on iPedagogy. And we have one coming up at the ISTE conference in Philadelphia. And that's what I'm doing right now today is, well, two things. One, we're flipping that presentation. We're trying to flip our workshop by engaging people at the workshop, Google Plus community. And also, well, I wanted to flip this one by conducting a Learning Together event here in a Google Plus Hangout. I think Vanessa has joined me. I'm not sure if she's mic enabled though. She's been very silent for some time. So in any event, I'm going to show you what we're doing by starting a screen share. I can just find the right mouse. We're starting about 15 minutes late, but that's okay. So let's see. I think this is the screen I'm trying to share. Basically, I run this event. Right now it's Sunday, the 7th of June, 2015. And it's a Learning Together event. This is the front page for Learning Together. I should put some URLs maybe in the, let's see if I've got any URLs here. I find URLs for the where we are. I'll put a URL in Chatwing. I'm over in Chatwing. I should put the address of Chatwing, I suppose, in the Hangout. Maybe I'll just say it. If you're listening on the stream, you could get the stream and the Chatwing chat at webheadsinaction.org/live. Webheadsinaction, one word, .org/live. And the Chatwing is chatwing.com/vancestev. So if you go there, I'm going to put the URL for with the show notes into the Chatwing chat. So here's the show notes. They're going into the Chatwing chat right now. Arthur Oglesby is there. He says he's having trouble connecting on his iPad. I was just in this hangout on an iPad just a moment ago. I've been playing around with the iPad, connecting it with the PC, and so I'm not sure if what Vanessa is a participant here, but she has not interacted yet. So anyway, there's the oh, she's trying to interact. Must be a microphone problem or something like that. Anyway, you're welcome. Nice to have you here. So I can speak to Vanessa here in the Hangout, to Art Oglesby in the Chatwing chat. He's listening in. Other people are in the Chatwing chat or listening on the stream. But we've got two viewers on the stream, so I can see that from the Hangout in Air window here. Okay, so anyway, I'm just going to go through a couple of URLs. I just put that link in the Chatwing chat where I am right now. If you scroll down here to our next upcoming event, that's it right there, next upcoming event, that's what we're doing right now. That URL you see on the screen, tinyurl.com/learningtogether, is where we are right now. You'll find a lot of show notes there, which a lot of links you can click on. I actually put them, if you're in Chatwing, you could scroll up and you could find these links already there. For example, I like tiny URLs because you can make them mnemonic. You should be at this slide presentation. I'm putting the link in the Chatwing at chatwing.com/vancestev. I'm putting the link there. The link is tinyurl.com/vance2015writing. WRITING. So that's Vance 2015 writing. tinyurl.com/vance2015writing. If you go there, you're going to see the slides that we're presenting. So these are the slides. This is the slides are in a Google Doc, and it's in Google Presentations, actually. They're a really neat way to make presentations. In fact, actually, this is a picture of me presenting this presentation at the recent TESOL conference in Toronto, and that's Neri in the foreground there on the right. So anyhow, this is the Chatwing chat. Looks like I have to activate it. That is, I haven't. Let's see. It says Art says where two or more are gathered, we have a quorum. Thank you, Art, for your insight there. Chris Fry is here. Chris Fry, perhaps still in Spain. I'm not sure. He used to be in Barcelona, I believe. Anyway, you can say hi. I see you there in the chat wing. Nice to see you. Okay, so we have a couple of people participating. And by the way, the Hangout is completely, well, Vanessa has dropped out. So it's empty except for me. And I'm just, I'll just stop the screen share for a minute so I can say hi in the stream. I'm here at home in Alain, UAE. Okay, so anyhow, what I'd like to do is, what I've been doing lately in my classes is I've been working with students who have iPads. They have iPads. I have a PC. I'm on a PC right now. iPad has some disadvantages with it loses some functionality that PCs don't have. But of course, there's a lot of really nice things about them. And one of the nice things is the easy voice activation. There are voice activation tools you can use on a PC, but they don't. You know, on a keyboard of a mobile device or an iPad, you'll find a little microphone icon. So when you're in the text chat, or in the text in the keyboard space, so when you can either type, you know, like that, or you can press the microphone button and you can speak. And so that's what I'm going to be doing here in this presentation. I've got my iPad here. Unfortunately, one of the things that and you can go to Hangout in iPad, but I can't see how you can share the screen. So there's, I haven't joined, I'm not back in the Hangout yet. I don't know how to best to show you the screen for the iPad. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to exit this, if I can. Exit that, okay. And I'm going to go to Google Docs and be doing some things in Google Docs. So if we have any participants on Google Docs, there's my Google Docs here. Let's see, maybe I get less glare if I go this way. There we go. So I've got Google Docs up in my Google folder, and there's Google Docs app. So I'm going to be in Google Docs. I'll be working in Google Docs. When, you know, actually in the presentation I just showed you, I'm actually working in Google Docs. So that's this one right back here. So what I like to do is stand there with the iPad and work with the participants whether they're on PC or on a mobile device, they have access to the. We can communicate. We can communicate because I've got the iPad here, and as I do with my students. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how I integrate voice with the ability to teach at a distance. The distance could be the distance from where you see me standing in that picture to the people in the room, or it could be from me to you. If you'd like to go, if you'd like to get out an iPad or on a PC, open up Google Docs. You could be creating a brief introduction to yourself, just a brief paragraph, and you can share that with me. You know, there are instructions here. If you go to Learning Together. Now, let's see, what does this look like on the screen share? That's a little bit small. Let me see if I can make it bigger. I'll see if I can, I do this in class all the time. So there's some, there's a show notes are here. There's a playlist of the URLs I'm going to. This is at this URL, tinyurl.com/learningtogether. So if you visit there and scroll down to the show notes, the playlist, you'll find all the URLs I'm pointing you to. So right now, I'm pointing you to what you could do toward the end of the presentation. If you want to try, you can create a Google Doc. You can name it, give it your name so we know who you are. And you can post its shareable link. That is, you want to share it, get its shareable link, post it to the Chatwing address, chatwing.com/vancestv, VanceStv, and record a brief introduction. If you're on an iPad or a mobile device, you'll be able to use the microphone option to override the keyboard and record a brief introduction. And then you can upload a picture to it. I'll show you how to do that in a minute. The picture you upload could be one that you take on the fly via your mobile device. That's kind of neat. I'll show you what it looks like. Let me see if I've got here. What did I do with the, let's see, I have to go back to my shared documents. Here we go. Shared. I put in practice. I just made a practice document. Searching for practice. And there it is. There's a document that I just created like this. This is what I, it would be nice if you could do it. Then we could interact with each other on these documents. So this is a picture I just took of myself and just the briefest of recording that says this illustrates how I can talk into my microphone and it appears on an iPad and on a PC screen simultaneously. Because when I work with the students, I actually find it's a little inconvenient to work completely on an iPad because I really like the keyboard. So what I'll do is I'll record with the students and sometimes I'll go back onto the PC to make the corrections, you know, to put in the full stops. That's a really big problem with the iPad, not being able to you to when you're recording, it doesn't, you have to go back and you have to put in the full stops and the capital letters. Oh, on a PC it's much easier. So I sort of blend the two when I'm working with students. But let me get back to my presentation. Whoops, that's the wrong one. There we go. Okay, so I'll just jump around, jump ahead a little bit. This is, I'm just paging through the presentation. All of these links work. So if you, let me just make a, let me zoom it out a little bit because it's, okay, fit 78%. There we go. Okay. So basically, I'm going to talk at my presentations at my workshop about Google Docs, Google Drive, how you use those in Chrome. Chrome is, if you're going to insert pictures, you'll need to put the iPad into the PC, the desktop view, and then use the tools that you find there to insert pictures. Edu creations, I'm not really going to talk about today, but one thing you might want to insert into student writing is Word Cloud image, or as with the practice that I just created myself, just for fun, you might want to, oh, there it is right there. Okay, that's how you get the shared link. I was doing that. So that one, you might want to just take a picture of where you are right now and put it in your document. So that's a Google document that was created on an iPad. Show you more about that in a minute. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about? Just out of curiosity, in case anybody wants to interact in the text chat. Looks like we have four viewers now. Wow. So there's plenty of room in the Hangout. If you want to come and talk to me in the Hangout, you're welcome to do that. I was just talking about what we're going to talk about. I'd like to talk a little about Docs Story Builder. It's a really cool tool. It looks something like this. Are you familiar with Docs Story Builder? That's what it looks like. Oh, hey, I'm not sharing my screen. Okay, here we go. There we go. So that's Docs Story Builder. And what else? I'm going to talk about, well, sometimes I use drag and dictation on the iPad. It suffers from the same problem of not being able to put in the full stops, but it works fairly well. Okay, anyway, please interact with us at Chris Fry just sent me an invitation to edit a document, so we'll be working with Chris in a minute. That's great, Chris. Thanks very much. Nice to be interactive. Okay, so we can assume that I'm a teacher in an online class. just run through what I'm going to do. One thing that I mentioned in my presentations is that something that Lindsay Clanfield said when he came to Dubai and gave us a workshop there, he pointed out the correspondences between writing, how writing originated in reading, really. It was originally, the idea was a scroll that a scribe would take down and read to people. So we're kind of using, going from voice in our devices these days, going from voice into writing is kind of a logical way to go. The tools I will use is Chrome, Drive, and Docs, Google Docs. The Google Docs and Google Drive are very well connected. That is, they if you open Drive and try to create a document, it will ask you to download the app. If you have the Docs app, it will want to organize in Google Drive. So the two apps are necessary to have separately on your iPad, but they both link together and they ask you to go ahead and download them if you don't have them already. So this is a student iPad view of a Google Drive document, which I don't really need to talk about much now because we're going to see one when we look at what Chris has shared. And as I mentioned, I'm not really going to talk about EduCreations, but it's just the workshops are about using apps for writing, and EduCreations is kind of a neat one because it allows you to introduce graphics and things like that, as you can see in the screen, and voice. You can put graphics, voice, and writing all in one presentation. So anyway, the way I teach writing with Google Docs, I usually organize myself on PC, although you can organize on iPad. Let me just show you what it looks like. Go back to my screen share and turn on my iPad again. Okay, so when I'm in Docs, this is Docs, and I don't know if that's going to come out very well. It might be. Okay, it does come out a little bit. But anyway, basically, that's the documents I have open now. I'm going to press at the side of the screen. Okay, I'm going to press Shared with Me. And you'll see there that the top document is, it's got a little red circle on it. It says, "My name is Chris Fry." Okay, so there's a document that he's shared with me. And I'll just for fun, we'll open it right now. Okay. And by the way, Chris, did you use voice to create this document? He's still there. He's still writing on it. So I think he's probably, I can see from the way the cursor is moving that he is, he's typing bit by bit. So I'm sure he's using a PC for that. Okay. Or maybe he's read it in and he's gone back on his PC to do the editing. Okay, so that's great. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Let me go back to my presentations here. Okay, the way you do this, by the way, in Hangout, if you have, as I do, Hangout running in Chrome, I open what I want to show in a different browser, Mozilla in this case, and then I share the Mozilla window, and then I can have everything working in Mozilla. Okay, anyway, in my situation, our students work on iPad. We'll see as we go today some of the differences. Students find it really difficult to type on iPad. So what I've started to do with them is, as I've kind of evolved into the system, I'll give them a piece of paper and a writing assignment. Our writing assignments are kind of IELTS type. They're kind of controlled and directed at a grade. So it's not a lot of fun, but it could be any kind of thing, though. Whatever you have the students write or any writing exercise, they might find it difficult to write on iPad. If they do, you can have them write on paper, and then I take the paper and I speak it back into the Google Docs. So so Chris says in the text chat, which I'm also monitoring, he's downloading Google Docs on his iPad now. So everything he's written so far is done on his PC. But you might be able to add to it, Chris. If you open that document, you can probably add to it in voice on your iPad and see how that works. Okay. If you have any questions, you can get them to me in chatwing.com/VANCESTEV, which I'm monitoring on another computer. I have an iPad here. Just show you what I have. Let's see. Oh, I'm getting confused going between Mozilla and so I have an iPad over here, and I have another PC which has the Chatwing on it. And if I don't have the Chatwing on a different PC, I would never be able to see it on the small real estate on this one that I'm running the Hangout from. I'm running the Hangout from a PC so that I can get the screen share. That doesn't seem to be functioning on the app version in the iPad. One of the things that you miss. Okay, so anyway, let's go. I'm going to show you on this next presentation screen. If I get my share going again. Take some mouse dexterity to mouse over the right side of the screen, and then the left side, sorry. And then click share, and there we go. So we're sharing this presentation again. Okay, so I'm going to show you a couple of things I use when I'm editing student work on iPad, on a PC. Hey, Maria is here. Hi, Maria. How are you? Are you speaking?
Hi. How are you? Good morning, everyone.
Is anybody else here? Coming on the stream?
Okay.
Okay. Oh my goodness, yeah. Vanessa, I couldn't hear Vanessa either, but can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
okay, I'm all right. Okay, well, you can work on that, and if you want to interrupt me at any time, you can
get no. You know, I think everything is fine.
Computer to go into this. Yeah, you're doing that. I can see what you're doing. Okay, so I'll continue. So I'm going to show you a document in a moment, and I'm going to show you how I use the strikeout tool and the comment tool to do all my marking. So when I'm, and to organize my drive, I create folders for my classes, and then I have the students put their name in the file and a topic. And if they don't put their name in the file, you know, on the iPad app, things come up in their usernames, and you don't. Or is it no, sorry, you see the if they don't put their name in the topic, you don't see it on an iPad, put it that way. Okay, so then I can search on anything to bring up files in Drive, and that is really cool. If you're trying to fix plagiarism, suppose you have a big word that you saw used in two documents and you think, oh wait, this looks really familiar to another, you can look up just a word or a phrase, and in all the documents, everything you store on Google Docs, anytime that word or phrase was used, you'll see the document there. Often I can find two or three or four students who have, you know, shared with one another. And when I make a printout of their plagiarized work, show it to them, they stop doing it. So anyhow, yeah, so shared with me and recent will find files. Are you okay, Maria? Did you fix it?
Yeah. I think so, yes.
I still can't
hear
you.
Can you hear me now?
Am I presenting to everyone, by the way? I'm screen sharing. Do I have to hit present to everyone? Was there a change in the, was there any change in my screen share before on the screen? Can you see the screen I'm sharing?
I can see it, yes.
Maria can. I still can't hear you.
Nelly's joining. Oh, hi.
Hi, Nelly. You can see the
Nelly.
Beautiful feeling. Nelly is struggling to get herself up off the floor.
I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, anyway. So I was going to show in an example how these strikeout, these tools work. Okay, let's see. If I go to the file I was working on earlier, okay, let's see. Okay, maybe if I want to tell the student that that's not a good thing to do, I can Alt Shift 5, and that puts a strike through into the document right away. Can you see that? If I want to make a comment, it's Control Alt M, and it it's that fast. So I can make a voice comment if I'm on my iPad. And just what you can see in the screen here. So this is a comment. So I can comment either the way I edit their documents is I either make a strike through. Somehow that went away. Why did that go away? No, there it is. Okay. That's all right. Okay, so I use strike throughs or comments. I don't correct anything else. I don't, if I want them to change something, I make a comment and I tell them, go and change this. So it forces them to actually think about what they're doing. So either they strike out what's struck out or they act on the comments. Okay, let me close the screen share for a moment and see. Okay, Nelly, I can see that Nelly is looking at our presentation. That's great. It must be on a mobile device. Maria, you're muted now. Did you? Yeah?
Yeah, I muted myself because of the echo.
Okay, I still can't hear you. Is
Okay.
anybody else having that problem, or is it just me? Because it could be, maybe I'll let me check and see if my headset is speakers, USB headsets. Play a test sound. Let me play a test sound. Playing a test sound, and it's not coming through my speakers. Let's see, why not? Speakers, maybe. I'm using a new USB headset. This is a. So it could be just me that's not getting the. I can't hear any test sounds. Okay, let me try something else then. Let me get rid of these speakers. I'll try a different approach. Hang on a second. I'm going to take this away.
Nelly, can you hear me? I wonder if Nelly he can hear me. Oh, okay. Hi. I take this opportunity to thank you, Nelly, because I got an interview for a job, and because of your expertise on WizIQ and all the courses, I was pretty familiar with the platform, and I have to. Now I want to thank you face to face, right? Thank you. Because it's because we hang out with people who make us lose our fear of things that we feel comfortable once we are faced with this technology. Yes, thank you. And I also somewhere you wrote that you are doing this course, this Coursera course, and I did that on the first version when it was, I think it was last year, and there were great people who were organizing it, and it was a nice experience for me too. I'm learning from all of you, and so thankful.
Let's see, I had to make major changes to my configuration. Can you hear me okay? Yes, I should be pretty
I can
loud
hear
now.
you. I can hear you.
You can, yes?
Yeah.
See? Okay,
Yes.
okay. Okay, good. All right. My USB mic went out, so I went down to the store and grabbed this one, and I was able to configure it successfully to speak, but it was not configured to hear. So I'm back on the old system, the earbuds and the microphone. Okay, so anyway, so we've heard from Maria. Nice to hear from you. Thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't hear you earlier. It was my fault, obviously.
Okay.
And then Nelly, have you said hi yet? Well, you could be just monitoring. Sometimes I do that. I do that at her presentations. She's paying me back. Okay, so
I'm going to mute myself now, Vance.
okay. Well, anyway, it's nice to have voices in the chat. And let's see. Okay, so where was I? Learning together is an event that is very spontaneous. We don't really do presentations, like top down. That's kind of an uncomfortable position for us. Okay, you're not muted, by the way. You heard that. Okay, so anyway, I was just showing you, were you able to understand? So, to work quickly on Google Docs, I use these two shortcuts exclusively.
So that's how I, work, my favorite way of working with the students. So that's my system for organizing and working with student files. And the way the students do it on an iPad is they launch the app, click the blue plus. I guess maybe Chris, have you managed to do all that? Did you? Anyway, is anybody here on an iPad besides Chris? I know he's starting his, he's downloaded the app. We'll show you in a minute how we can work with him. And I mentioned that you need to have a naming system where you can identify the work that the students do. And on an iPad, in order to share, you find the three dots at the top of the document. Maria, still not muted. Let me, maybe, shall I help? Yeah, you're muted now. Okay, good. Oh, but we're hearing typing. Oh, that's going to be Nelly. Yeah, okay. You just mute Nelly. There we go. Okay, all right. That'll be quiet now. And can everybody see the screen share? Did you see the last couple of slides? Okay, that's odd because when I click on the screen share, it has a button at the top of my screen. I wonder if you can see it in the screen share. See, no, you can't. Okay, so anyway, there's a button at the top of the screen that says it says stop or present to everyone. And if you don't see that, click on it. Now I click on it, I'm presenting to everyone. Anyway, okay, all getting used to the complexity here. Okay, so the students share by clicking the share icon, and then they put my name in. So Chris did that with just a moment ago, Chris in Spain. Okay, Vanessa. Yeah. Speaking might have been working at your end, by the way. She's just come back into the chat wing, and she says she can hear. But I was having a problem with my USB headset configuration, so it could have been me that wasn't able to hear you. I'm not really sure. In any event, welcome. Nice that Vanessa is with us, Chris is with us, Art Oglesby, Chris Fry is with us, Art Oglesby in the chat wing. That's chatwing.com/VANCESTEV. And I'm trying to find out how many people are in the, we have three viewers in the stream. Okay. So I'm screen sharing. All right, so basically the students share a document with me, and this is what the PC view looks like. So I get lots of functionality in the PC view. You can get, for example, you can add an image here. So you can do that on an iPad, though it's a little bit difficult. One of the advantages of using iPad is that you can use voice. And well, this is a an app view from the iPad, and let's see, it has a very limited tool set, as you can see. But it does have the voice enhancement, so anytime you can use a keyboard, you can also get voice. Let's see. But if you go to the desktop view, you can get the full functionality. This is the desktop view. It's docs, drive.google.com. Actually, the desktop view. This is the desktop view of a document on an iPad. And you can tell it's on an iPad because of, if you look at the keyboard at the bottom, you've got the voice tool. So, but in the desktop view, although the voice tool is there, it doesn't actually work. But in any event, you can use it when you're creating docs in the app, but not the desktop view. Okay, so one thing you might want to do, one thing I like to do is when students create writing, you can get them to create a word cloud from it. Of course, the well-known word cloud is Wordle, but there's an app. Wordle, by the way, doesn't have an app. There's a word clouds by abcya.com. Yeah, somebody's come in and said, who's joined us now? Halima has joined us. Okay, Halima, I'm going to mute you because you're interrupting the presentation. You're welcome. You're welcome. But we just need to mute you because of the noise in the background. Okay, do you mind? Okay, there we go. Okay, so. Oh, Halima, you're okay. Thank you very much. Now she's unmuted herself. Thank you very much. Okay, so this is the Word Cloud app. What I want to do when I'm having students write is put pictures in their writing. So if I go to the next slide, how to insert pics into a Google Doc. Now then, as we're coming close to the top of the hour, we didn't get started till about a quarter after, and also if people are not on iPads, I don't know how many people are on iPads, I don't know if I want to explain how to do that right now, but I've written a blog post about it, and there's the tutorial here. If you're at the slideshow that we're showing on the screen here, I don't know if someone can put his link in the, I can put a link in the chat wing just to make sure, in case someone missed it, we'll find that link here. I'll just paste into the chat wing. Chat wing is chatwing.com/BANCESTEV. I like to use that because that way people outside the Hangout can interact with people inside the Hangout. So if we use the text chat in the Hangout, the people outside can't see it. But everyone can go to chatwing.com/BANCESTEV and see the links. So in case you're not following this presentation or you want to get the links themselves, all these links are hyperlinked in the presentation. This is the blog post. Tutorial on posting images to Google Docs on iPad. And it's a little tricky. The screenshots are not very visible. Let me see if I can expand them at all. Okay, they're getting a little bit larger. Okay, so the technique essentially is to go to, let's see, which step am I at? Okay, so if you open the document that you want to, or you open the document that you want to put the picture in, and you should be in the mobile portion of that document. I don't know if you can see where my cursor is pointing. Yes, you can. Okay, you can see where the cursor is pointing. So that word that it's pointing at right now is mobile. So if you go to drive.google.com in a browser, and Chrome is the recommended one, if you go to drive.google.com and open it there, it should say mobile in the middle. Now, if it doesn't say mobile, you'll have a problem you'll have to solve on your own. But then you can browse using the shared with me or My Drive. You can go to My Drive, which I'm pointing to right now, and you can find the file that you want to insert the picture into, open it. And when you open it, there's a little arrow at the top of the iPad. You open it in the iPad because it opens in the app. But when you click on that arrow, it will jump out to the desktop view. And you actually have to click on the chevron there. There's a chevron that I'm pointing to. Can you see that? Any feedback on whether you can see it or not? Sometimes Maria puts a thumb up. No, she's yes, okay, thanks. You can see that. Great. Okay, thanks for your feedback. Okay, so there's a chevron there. And you pull down the chevron, and it will ask you, use desktop version. So it's, I guess now we're getting to the PC side, so there's a whole lot of clicks here. But you click on use the desktop version, and then it says continue to desktop version, and when you click OK, then it puts you in the desktop version eventually. And there you have the whole toolkit. You can see here the insert image. There's an insert image tool. So that's how you have to insert an image on an iPad. You can't, the app does not provide that functionality. You have to go into the desktop view. Into the desktop view, you can insert your image. So now, let's see, how shall we work here? Now, Chris has shared a document with me. So maybe we can go to his document and see how we can do that. Let's see. Let's take Chris's document. How am I going to find this? Okay, go. I'll go on my iPad. Okay, go back to turn off the screen share. Okay, now. So I'm going I've got Chris's document up because he shared it with me. I'm just going to see, maybe I should check, I'll check in, let me check in my, let me go back to the screen share. I'll show you what I'm looking at on my PC. So what I'm going to do is see if he's shared this document with everybody. So let's see, if I go to shared with me, can everyone see that? Am I presenting to everyone? Yeah, okay. All right, I don't know why it's asking me to click on present to everyone on the top of the screen share. Okay, so if I go to shared with me, then the top document there is Chris Fry, something about me. So I can open that, and I've got it open in my iPad as well. So let's see. He says his name is Chris Fry, by the way. There it's just appeared, okay. He's teaching in Barcelona. He's reached the retirement age for Spain. He's dissatisfied with the way, I guess, feedback on students' writing. Okay, now if I highlight that, let's see, if I press dissatisfied on, if I like select, I can select everything. Ooh, select everything. I didn't want to do that. Okay, on my iPad, I'm selecting, let's see, well, I'll just click on the word dissatisfied, select dissatisfied. Okay, what I've done on the iPad is I've just clicked on this word, and now it says comments aren't too hard on Chris has made a comment here. He's made his own comment. Let's see. He says, where is he commented there? Okay, San Blanca. Okay, so he's made a comment there. I could go open his comment on my iPad. And, he wants to add something for his students to listen to. Okay, let me go to that comment. I'll go to this comment, and I'll comment on it on my iPad. So, let's see. It says he's on his iPad now. I'm looking for that. Look at Sun. Okay, here we go. I clicked on it. I'm clicking on that and pressing comment on my iPad. So let me show you what I'm doing on my iPad. Okay, so on the iPad, it looks like this. I've clicked on, really hard to see. It went away because I touched the screen. Okay, so, here it is. Here it is now. Okay, so I touched the part that he commented. You can see that? And then when you click on the word comment, okay, so I've clicked on the word comment, and now I have a comment window open, and on my keyboard I have the microphone, which you can see there. I'm going to press the microphone. Funny, I can't see Chris's comment in the icon view or the iPad view, but I'm meaning to comment on it. Okay, so I'm speaking that into my. I'm speaking. Okay, so I've got a little of that. Let me show you what it looks like on the Google Doc that we just created. So if I screen share again. Okay, so. Why didn't we get that? Let's see. I don't see my comment. Okay, I replied to the comment. Maybe I have to click. Oh, I have to click check. I didn't click check. Let's see if there's something. Sometimes an action to take. Okay. There we go. Now the comment has come up. I spoke that. It says, "Funny, I can't see Chris's comment." Maybe I was a little confused about what I was going to comment on. But anyway, as you can see, now Chris is saying that he wants to give students something to actually listen to. So something else. What I'm doing is I'm converting speech into writing. And that's what the mobile devices let you do. He would like to have his students, for text-to-speech, of course, it's quite easy to get. But you wouldn't be able to do editing functions that way, I don't think. But you can certainly take any text that you write, and you can convert that to speech. Okay, Vanessa observes that online is a series of workarounds, one after another. Life too, yes, that's right. These presentations emulate real life somehow. Okay, so let me go back to what I was presenting. Okay, so to find a tutorial on how to add images, oh, that's something we could do. Let's on the iPad, let's add an image from my iPad. I'll add it at the bottom of Chris's document here so you can see how it works. There's Chris's document. Now, what I'm going to do, if I put an image here, I just have editing right. Yes, okay. So I'm writing this on the PC now. So I'm going to insert an image where I've written the word image. And if I go back to the stop the screen share, okay, so I just touch there, and I'll maybe make a space for the image. Okay, well, you know, you can't share app share on the iPad. Like you can on a PC. Now, that's a disadvantage. Otherwise, I'd enter the Hangout from my iPad and I would share this on the iPad. Or if you know how to do it, you can tell me. So this document, let's see, what do I need to do? I've opened it in a browser. I need to open it in a browser. So I'm going to close that and go back to a browser. Okay, there's a browser window, and I've got to write in, I'm actually in docs.google.com. So if you write drive.google.com, then you enter the mobile app. So I'm going to go here and see if I can find, where his document is. There we go. Okay, I've got... I'm in that workaround stage now, so I'm going to, drive.google.com, sorry, I'm going to have to start over. So I'm writing in drive.google.com, it should come up, drive.google.com, drive, okay, I've got it in my history, okay, there's drive.google.com, I'm going to find Chris's document in Shared with Me. So I open the side, I open the menu, which is a little hard to see there, but anyway, at the side it says Shared with Me. So I click on Shared with Me. Chris's document comes up with the little red icon, I think. Oh, no, it's a blue one now. So there's Chris's document. Okay, over in this corner here, there's a little arrow pointing out. So I'm going to press that arrow. And now I've got the chevron that I showed you earlier. Let's see if we can get that on the screen. Okay, so there's the chevron. I'm in the desktop view. And when I pull down the chevron, it asks me, use desktop view. Well, I'm already in desktop view, so yeah, that's what I want to do. And here it says, kind of like, are you sure? Continue to desktop view? Are you sure you want to do this? You're going into the world of Microsoft, you know? So, or Google, both anathema too. Anyway, here we have his document now in desktop view. And if I click on image here, let's see, I'm here. I'll just return here. So at the top now, I have the tools, all the tools that I want to use, and image, the usual image tools is insert an image, and I have to search for the image, select an image. So it says, do you want to take a photo right now, or do you want to choose an existing one? So I guess for convenience right now, I'll choose an existing one. And I'll just grab something from my camera roll, I guess, so make sure I get an image. How about something very innocuous? Here's something, I'm not sure what this is. Anyway, it's a picture of me doing something. Okay, so anyway, that should come up now in the document that where it is. So the image should be here, should arrive. Looks like something is trying to happen. I can see that there we go. Okay. So not sure how I got that. I think I was holding the, maybe I was trying to see what was going on underneath the table. Anyway, okay, so as you see, it works. Virtual hand clap. Okay. If you have an iPad, of course, that's very useful. Okay, let me go back to my presentation just so I can... so I'm trying to page this presentation now. Yes, okay. So on an iPad, you can build your story using the voice tool. Oh, sorry, I think I've gone too far. No, I'm just saying this on the next thing. Oh, okay, how you insert pics. What I'm going to show you now, this will be the last thing. I'll show you Doc's Story Builder. Yeah, that's the last thing I'd like to show you. It's a means by which you can have students brainstorm. And the URL is this one, basically. Okay, so here's what it looks like. I'm showing a Doc Story Builder. The URL is in that last slide. So if you go to Google/, I'm not sure what that is, but anyway, it looks like LI1 or L1I7Y3. Whatever that URL is, it will be hyperlinked from the slideshow. But you can also get it, you know, I have a playlist in the Learning Together. There's a playlist here of all the, if you go to learningtogether.pbworks.com, you'll find a playlist. I'm having some scroll issues on my Mozilla browser at the moment. Below this, there we go. Here are all the links that I'm using right now. Serious scroll issues. Maybe it's maybe because I've got... Okay, so here are the Story Builder URLs. And all of the URLs I'm using are here in the learningtogether.pbworks.com at the moment. And I'll put them, of course, at learningtogether.net. So Story Builder is kind of cool. So as I mentioned, my students are mainly IELTS students. So what I asked them to do is brainstorm advantages and disadvantages. Now, as life is yet one more workaround, I'm going to play the music on this other computer, and I'm going to play you the story that they create. The next slides show you how to create the story. I think I'll leave that with you, but just for the last thing, I'd like to show you Story Builder, where you have two students go to this URL, and they use their microphones on the iPad to record a conversation, in this case, about advantages and disadvantages of fast foods. So I'm going to play you this presentation. Okay, that's not working well. Am I still connected? It's not working well because it's going so slowly. Maybe I'll try the next one about bicycles, but we could be having some issues on my computer. Maybe I should... I'm screen sharing. Okay, I'll try the next one. But basically what it does is it lets the students... On my other screen, it was showing it rather quickly. In fact, I'll tell you what I can do. I'll just put it here and show it on this screen and play it for you. So this one about bicycles, let's see what happens if I try to play it, if it's going to go fast or not. And if it doesn't, I'll just play it on the PC. So bicycles. What's happening here? Not fast. Okay, I'm going to turn that off. Okay, I'm going to play it here. Let's get back into it. This is kind of cool. So these two girls are talking about their bicycles. Let's see, or advantages and disadvantages of using bicycles. And hopefully I can get it to play here. So it lets them dialogue, it lets them create a dialogue, and then puts a sound around it, and it's very dramatic. Here we go. Okay. I think that's it. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's a really cool tool. The students like it, they're creative. And you can do it on an iPad with the voice, or you can do it on PC. It's not an app. It's a website. Okay. So I think I'm kind of at the end of my own voice at the moment. What did you think about that, Maria?
I think it's great. The ideas I've been noting down, that you made your own students make their own documents, which is something I don't do, which is great. I don't work with iPads, but I like this thing that you showed, because I can work. It can work with my PC. iPads are very expensive down here, but. Well, great. I love it. Okay. You make it all sound very easy, but it's because you've been working with this for a while and testing and doing things.
That's the way it works. You know, it starts for me, as with any teacher, it starts with a problem. The problem is the students have iPads and they just don't want to compose, you know, because they're so and so as I said, the way I work around it at first is now I get them to write on paper, and then I take their compositions and I read them into the Google Doc. I have them share a Google Doc with me, and then I read what they've written into the Google Doc, so they have it there and on the iPad, and then I try to get them to revise. They're very resistant to it, but in theory, they can do that. They can get better feedback from me using my comment function. When I comment for them, and the ones who revise can act on the comments. So I don't go through and I make any marks on the paper or anything like that. I just make comments. This should be somewhere else, or you need a topic sentence here, or the grammar is wrong, and I might even write the correct grammar for them, because they don't really see how to correct their grammar, but I'll just write it for them, and then they have to transfer what I've written into the document to affect the revision. So I've been working on it a while and have evolved this technique as I, you know, trial and error. And so at the moment I've made a lot of errors, and so therefore I've managed to work out a technique. Okay. So thank you very much for coming. And Nelly, if you have any comments, or Halima, you're welcome to make comments if you wish at this time. You'll probably be online for another 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Hi, Halima.
I like your presentations, Vance, You know, two webinars were at the same time, one of you and the second one from one guy from France, from Argentina. You know that I like this presentation. First of all, I read carefully your slide shares to be prepared. I like the seriousness you prepare all your events. First of all, we can see slide share, we counted and what's going on in the field of new. It's like new tools I developed. Somebody like you must know how to handle them. And then you explain it's very good. But I have not my own iPad, but my granddaughter has. And maybe I asked her, and I will rewatch this. I think it will be in the form of YouTube, and will also step by step learn how to do. And then maybe I will use an iPad for writing well as you demonstrated today. Because, you know, iPad, I don't know, it is not so expensive in Uzbekistan. 6-7 in 4 students had iPads nowadays. And Android tools are no problem. Problem is methodology, a new approach, and explanation in plain English, and not explanation like people from companies, no tools and so on. Teachers who has to make a probation and then know how to use that in a classroom. Therefore, I thank you, Mr. Vance, again. It was a good webinar. I tried to get my iPad, okay? And maybe we have here many foreign universities. One of them is Southern Koreans, called INHA. And this year is the year dedicated to aged people in Uzbekistan. Only 3 teachers from the whole Uzbekistan were invited as guest speakers, among them me. Nobody gets certificate, only me. Yeah, I demonstrator, and they have Google Day. I will speak to guy who is responsible for all Google tools and application. Would rewatch this your recording with him. Then I will be prepared much more. Thank you again.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, we'd like to share everything. Yes. Well, thank you, Nelly. Thank you for coming. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I guess this is sort of what I'm proposing to talk about, at least at the WizIQ event. I won't have so much. It won't be a hangout thing, so it'll be a little bit more limited, but I'll try to condense it. And plus developments. I've always, like I say, I'm making errors all the time, so fortunately, I get to develop my approach. So it'll be more refined when I get back in August. But thanks for coming to the presentation. I appreciate that. This is for the MCV11, the 17th? Is the 17th Moodle MOOC? No.
No, it's a Moodle MOOC.
a Moodle MOOC, but it has a number. It's 2015.
Yeah, it's MMVC15.
You thought I was joking. I was actually trying to visualize it in my mind, and yeah, because it looks like a Roman numeral. But that's okay. So the Moodle Moot is on in August, August 7th to 9th. Yeah. So and Nelly's approach to these Moodle Moots is just fantastic. For example, if Maria wanted to make a presentation, and she's very capable of it, she could just go to the Google Doc and write it in, find a time slot and write it in.
I enjoyed the Spring Lab Festival. The Spring Festival, was that? It was one whole day. It was your spring, but my autumn.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
So... yeah, so anyway, yeah, but all of learning together and a lot of Nelly's events are done by, she just sets up a Google Doc and you just go and find yourself a time slot. She announces it and then she just waits for it to fill. And
Thank you, Vince.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's great.
The only thing that I wanted to say about the what Maria said about the iPads, that I think that, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I have a feeling that smartphones are going to take over the tablets and iPads because they're very expensive. They're really for the select few. And I think smartphones are available to a larger population.
I think you're right, and that's why I'm titling my presentation iPads and Mobile Devices, because I can see the correspondences on my own cell phone. My smartphone, it doesn't work as well. Like, for example, I can record a message, and it doesn't always go, you know. So
try the iPhone. iPhone 6.
Ah, okay. Well, I had an old iPhone. I replaced it with an Android.
Try iPhone.
It's a lot better than the iPad.
In any case, I'm looking forward to trying it out myself. So thank you for doing something really great today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We need presenters for next Sunday. We're sort of summertime, I guess. We're sort of in between major events. And so if anybody wants to make a presentation, we'd be more than happy to entertain you. I don't think I'll do it again next Sunday. Or other than that, I think, Russell Standard is coming later on one of Jürgen's events. But anyway, we'll find something. We'll think of something. It's not Maria's turn either. She just did one last week. So, I don't know, Nellie, what are you doing next Sunday? anyway, no, I don't want to put you on the spot. I was just joking.
No, I'm getting ready for Ed Media from Montreal.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, I'm quite busy.
Dr. Nelly, if I understood correctly, you are pro-smartphone, yes? Saying that iPads are expensive in Canada, yes?
I don't know if it's... Yeah, it's not a question of just being expensive. They're bulky. Who's going to walk around with an iPad when you have your iPhone with you? It just seems useless.
Of course, smartphone has any student. Maybe to demonstrate this approach, bring your devices into our classroom. Then all people come with smartphones and demonstrate how to insert some our education products into smartphone to our Uzbek student, to your Canadian student. Maybe exchange our educational products. This will be a good class. What do you think, Mr. Benz?
Sure. Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's connect.
Yes.
And thank you, Maria, too. Thank you for your kind words.
Dr. Nelly, your last webinar on music was very interesting. Thank you very much. Quality.
I hope you'll present, too.
Yes. Very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. I'm trying to get out of this, but it's hard.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks very much for coming. This is the 7th of June 2015. This is Learning Together, and I'm Ben Stevens in Al Ain UAE, and we've been joined by Halima from Tashkent, and Nelly has just dropped out. She's in Toronto, Canada, and Maria from Rosario. Is that right? Rosario, right?
Santo Tomé. Santo Tomé, it's my province.
Santo Tomé, near Rosario, in that area.
Near Rosario, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, nice to see you again. Okay.
Bye.
We'll announce something next week, whenever it comes up. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.